Coastal planning specialist Thomas Rupert says sea level rise will be expensive in Florida, and taxpayers need to decide what they want the government to do about it.
We're going to hit a point at which we simply don't have enough money to do all the armoring and nourishment and drainage and elevating that's going to keep everybody happy. We need these coastal communities, they're going to have to foot a lot of the bill for all of this, to have really good conversations with their constituents about where is this money going to come from.
At the state level, Rupert says lawmakers could tighten restrictions on coastal construction. He also thinks home sellers should be required to tell buyers about sea level rise statistics in their neighborhood. But West Palm Beach Democratic Representative Mark Pafford says Tallahassee isn't paying attention.
At the end of the day, it's going to cost money, and it's not the local governments that are going to be able to handle this. It's going to be the state that needs to belly up to the bar and begin having a realistic discussion about sea level rise.
Pafford thinks the state could create jobs and grow the economy by spearheading efforts to battle saltwater intrusion and coastal erosion. He's hoping for a workshop next spring among House members ready to begin the discussion. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.